show was processed using ProStation Audio. For more information, please visit www.audiolabs.it.
Hi, everybody, and thanks to John, John and his team for putting this together, and certainly for having us here tonight. I guess, you know, I haven't met all that many of you, and I've met a few faces for the second time tonight now. I guess it's coming up on a year now since Bill invited me to be a part of his team, and this will be my second Amiga show. Glad to be here, so thank you for the warm welcome. One of the things that I've learned in the last year is that the Amiga has many different definitions to each one of us here. And as many as there are Amigans, there are, you know, different ideas as to the way the Amiga should be. The task that we have chosen at Amiga is to accomplish the impossible, namely to please all of the people all the time, and to satisfy that definition to each and every one of us. Now, this is no small task, and what it takes to achieve this is nothing short of a prize fighter. And what I would like to do right now is introduce our leader, my dear friend and partner, Bill McEwen.
Alrighty then. Yeah, let's see if this works. How does that? Whoa. Technology. All right. That's a little bit loud, though. Someone can grab. No? I feel like Darth Vader. Hello. Trust your feelings, Luke. I am your father. I'm sure that we were all very disappointed a little bit today. I know it was a shock to me to find out that the Holiday Inn here had switched from Diet Coke to Pepsi. So as you know, this just can't happen. So fortunately, Randy and I were able to go out and get a few. And I promise I won't talk too long tonight at all. Okay. So with that, thank you, Target. almost. We'll wait till that one fizzes down just a bit. The reason why it was really nice, Fabian Jimenez actually found that video, the Commodore video, and we watched it the other day in the office. And often I'm asked, why do you have the tagline, so the world may know? That's the reason. And you guys figured it out long before anybody else did. And as many of you guys know, we're going through another round of financing, and it's really fun when you sit these people down and run through that video. And they watch those games, they look at those things, and the first thing, what date is that? Well, it was done in 1990. It was 10 years ago. And then I ask them to open up their checkbooks. but the fact of the matter is, you figured it out. And that's why the tagline is still here with us, so the world may know. Because they still haven't figured it out yet, but they're going to. I want to thank John, his wife, Dana, where she's hiding. I think she's in the back room now, I think. In control room, there would be very nice then. And all the rest of the team of SAC. Would the members of SAC stand up for me? And wow, this is great. Thanks to each and every one of you for what you've done here. I really appreciate it. John is right. My first foray, let's see if it's ready yet. My first foray to you guys publicly was at NUS 98. And the admission here is I hadn't even touched an Amiga before that show. And it was myself and Derek Lyle. And I'm real happy to say that my friend Derek is here tonight. And that you guys know him. I think he's still hiding back there. I don't know where. Uh-oh. He's completely. Oh, look. When he walks in, everyone turn, stare, and point. Okay? That always makes him feel so comfortable. Joe's here. And it's been fun because Joe and I, we got to have lunch today. It was a lot of fun sitting and talking about what we did. And just, yeah, there's Joe. And it's been a lot of fun reminiscing with Barrett and Joe. And at the same token, kind of sad, too. Because in 98, I stood before many of you and laid out what our plans were. And here in the year 2000, guess what? A lot of those plans are still the same, except this time we actually are doing them, which I think is a positive step. What do you mean, I hope so? There he is. Everybody. And unfortunately, oh, yes. Now, that's a good camera person because they panned and actually got that. That is the one thing I did learn, though. Per capita at Amiga Show, there are more digital cameras and more video going on than any other show in the world. I mean, and that many times is scary because I get these notes. I saw you on the videotape, and it said, thank you very much. 15 years ago, if I am correct in my history, it was July 23rd, 1985. Is that correct? Launch day. Happy birthday. And thanks for 15 years. I mean, absolutely amazing. I think the biggest fact is, you know, it's taken them 15 years to catch up. Right? Congratulations. Now they never will. Right? Today you guys are going to see some fun and exciting stuff. And while I'm up here, I'm actually getting to the point of saying to myself, why am I even doing a canned presentation? Maybe we should just have a chance to share with each other, see what's going on. And we'll see how long I last up here and see. This is my third anniversary here at Amy West. 98 was the first one. Derek and I had the fun of being the only two folks in the crowd from Amiga at that time. And it's your fault. I'm still here. You guys showed me something I'd never seen before. In all my years of computing, I had never seen the enthusiasm, the passion, the sheer guts and desire that you all had to keep this thing going. You all is a phrase used for Robert Hamilton. Some folks who joined the team since we last saw you, Bolton Peck, those of you guys know him, has joined our team in our QA department and the hardware group. And Mr. Cos, Bob Cosby, has joined us also in the QA team. We also have another new member of the team you might know, Paul Nolan. Paul has joined us in the graphics and UI group. Paul has joined us at this moment as a contractor until we convince him otherwise. But we're real excited about that, and already he's been a huge benefit to the team in that group. As you know, the team is literally spread around the world for the actual core of the Amy Foundation, or as we call it, the Amyverse. Talk a little about direction. As you all know, this is a software company. We are a software company. We are creating and utilizing much of the existing OS to create a brand new multimedia OS that is hardware independent. That's it in a nutshell. Our goal is to have it run on every processor capable. For a developer, it means you literally write your code once. That's it. It runs on every single one of the platforms. But part of that is also hardware. That's why we have Dean Brown, and he's building a team. He's in the process of moving to Seattle. We're building out our hardware lab. Hang on. Okay, now we can continue. Part of the hardware team is designing and creating spec boards, spec systems that will be handed off then to OEMs to manufacture, either for us under direct license, or they themselves will use those to build Amiga devices. This is important to note. We are a software company. However, we are not abandoning hardware. We're not going to open up manufacturing plants. We're not going to build our own custom chips. But we will custom design motherboards. We will custom design components that are out there, solutions that make sense for our market. The third piece of the pie is Java. Java is a key component to what we're doing. Some of you guys have seen some of the third-party tests out there about how our JVM racks up against the others. You've seen the demos, some tests. We'll have some fun with that later. But what's nice is being recognized by Sun. This last week, Sun had their national sales conference, and we were the featured piece of software. So now the Sun sales staff is aware of the Amiga SDK. future direction. And I'm gonna try to pick this up so I don't bore you guys. I know I got 4 Diet Cokes, but we don't need to waste a lot of time with cool slides. And they are cool slides. Game console. Yes, no. Yeah. The big thing here that we want to try to get across, there is a huge difference between 7 months and 5 years. Expectations versus reality. We are a 7-month-old startup corporation. Okay? We started January 3rd of this year. We know you guys have been waiting for many, many years for a product. And I just want to again say thank you for being with us and being here. But I ask for a little more patience as we get this stuff moving and get it going. There is a real need for new products. Fully understand it. But we're also not going to announce, we're not going to ship what doesn't make sense. I mean, what good is it to ship something no one can use? It works for some companies, but it's not what we're going to do. Game console. No, April 1st, we showed the dev box. The first thing we did was got hammered, but politely and lovingly, for the fact that, no, you guys wanted software before hardware. You wanted to very quickly, because many of you had other machines you could use right away to get going. So we went back, pulled away from the hardware side, and focused on creating a software solution. It's first on Linux. Now, I must tell you that the reason it's on Linux is for tools. Okay, the tools we're using right now are Linux-based. Don't be surprised, in the next month or so, we will have another SDK coming out that is Linux and will also run on that other OS. Reason for that, we have a huge demand for major corporations that code for those other guys, and they want to start coding for us. And they've already got that platform, so they want the tools to run that also, and there are tools available. We also have 2 IDEs that are in progress, so 2 different people are creating a complete integrated developer environment. So with that being said, you've got a situation, you said, look, software first, we did that, hardware second. And so that's exactly what we did. On the 17th, we started shipping the SDK. It's the first new product for Amiga in a long time, and I do mean a new product, not a bunch of stuff hashed together. At that time, some interesting things happened. We have not been, as you folks are aware, been proactive with our marketing. There's a reason for that. It's too early. However, we will react to those who ask us. And the first thing that was a lot of fun that happened is we had a wonderful story in the New York Times. I thought it was well-researched. Katie was wonderful to work with. And she came up, and normally, those of you who dealt with the press, you get 20 minutes. Okay? She was in her office for 5 hours. And she had a lot of fun there. And we showed her what we're working on. We showed her what the past was like, what's occurring there, how we're porting a lot of that functionality over. And next thing we know, she leaves the office, said, great news, wonderful, enjoyed it a lot. And we plan on having the story out on Sunday. You have a little story in their section. Great. Well, we get a call the next day. Oh, by the way, we want a photographer to come in and take some shots of the office. Great. By the way, we want Bill to wear cowboy boots and a lumberjack shirt. My wife was not happy because I don't have a lumberjack shirt, and apparently they took the fact wearing green plaid at the time was a lumberjack shirt. But I do have cowboy boots. So, okay, that was fine. So they came in, the guy shot 4 rolls of film. Like, oh, come on. And oh, no, sit this way. No, sit this way. Beautiful, love the light. Beautiful. that was a bit much for me. But so that was interesting. So we did that, 2 hours of photo shoot in my office. And I think that was the highest concentration of boing balls ever in a single photo. I don't know if you guys saw the picture. It was like, throw this one, put this poster up. Let's do that. Okay. Next, because of the New York Times article, we had a call from CNN. How many people saw the digital jam? Oh, then I won't show it. I have a tape here for those of you guys who haven't seen it. Anyone want to see it? That's it? All right. This is why I have the cordless mic, so I can walk over and do neat hardware things. Todd, can you hit the power button for me? All right. Now, what's interesting about, you guys have effects on people you're not aware of. And the reason why I say that is, if you want a tape of a show you were on CNN, it's $10,000. Okay? Yeah, that's what they charge you. We got ours for free. Now, before it goes on, I must tell you the truth. Okay, this was the first time I was ever on camera. I haven't turned it on yet. It's okay, hang on. I just have to tell you a little something, because I thought it was kind of funny. Never been on camera before in my life. And I'm thinking, whoa, this is so cool. So I show up at the studio, right, in Seattle, and this is a satellite feed. Like, wow. And they put me in a 10x10 room with a camera right at my face and nobody else. And so I thought, okay, it's still kind of cool. And I had a backdrop behind me. And I had to sit in that chair for 30 minutes before they ever started taping or filming. And so we're in there, and I got the earpiece on, and I had no idea how bad my hair looked. I got this funky bouffant thing going, which you'll see in the video. I'm glad none of you guys are going with that hairstyle. But I'm sitting in there, and this voice would keep talking from me from beyond, and there's no video feedback. I don't know who I'm talking to. I can't see anything but this camera staring at me, which is being controlled from New York. And all of a sudden, sit lower. What? Sit lower. Okay. Lower. Okay. Now tilt your head. Where? This way. Nope. This way. Okay. 5 minutes before this will go on, another voice comes on. Hi, Bill. It's Phil. Hi, Phil. Yeah, I understand Dick Van Dyke likes the Amiga. I said, yeah. Do you think he'd like to be part of this interview? I don't know. You want me to call him? Yeah. So I'm starting to get up. You hear this other voice. Stay in the chair. Okay. So you sit down, and all of a sudden the door opens. Right? The guy walks in, and he drags the phone in. This is high tech. I drag the phone and sits on the floor next to me. I said, guys, I need the number. Where's it? In my bag. Okay. So I go in my bag, open the notebook, and the clock's ticking to when we're supposed to be on. And the other voice comes back, Bill. Bill, the other guy didn't show up for the interview, so you're on like in 2 minutes. Grab the phone, call up. Hey, this is Dick. Hi, Dick. It's Bill. Oh, hi, Bill. What's going on? Can you be part of an interview on CNN? When? Now? Sure. What do I got to do? I've got a dinner appointment at 6. I said, yeah, but it's 5:30. He goes, sure, what do I got to do? And the voice speaks. Call 1-800, right? So I was thinking of the phone number, and he says, yeah, I'll do it. So now you guys know the setup, because before the interview started, we had actually rehearsed all the questions. So now that we start with the new twist, I have no idea what they're going to ask. So, let's see if this works. And by the way,
computer company
name.
Once on the endangered species list is making a comeback. Amiga, which won raves 15 years ago but not enough users, is finding a new life after a former truck driver bought the company. Just a few weeks ago, Amiga released a new operating system, and a new Amiga computer is due out by the end of the year. But the company's chief has his sights on something bigger. He wants Amiga in computers, PDAs, cell phones, everywhere. Joining us now to talk about Amiga's rebirth is its president and CEO, Bob McEwen. This really is a cult computer, isn't it?
Oh, very much so. There's quite an active following, in fact.
Check out the hair.
We've been very surprised to have the support of numerous people and even larger corporations we didn't even know Amiga's existed in. It's been very exciting.
I remember going to stores in the 80s that had Amigas. They were very advanced for the time with dedicated graphic chips. That was one of the big deals, right?
Absolutely. In fact, that's where, especially in the United States, it's still in use by many studios, Disney, Warner Brothers, Universal Studios. We even got words that some folks down at Atlanta, CNN, still use Amigas for doing some of the video production there.
I want to bring in one of your devotees, Dick Van Dyke, who's in Malibu, California. And how many Amigas do you have?
At the moment, I have four, Steve.
What do you do with four Amigas, Dick?
Well, they're all networked together. And I'm using also some of the, better-known computers, which I'll get rid of as soon as the new Amiga comes out. Hi, Bill.
That's right, Dick.
This new operating system, Bill, will be able to do what?
Well, this is a different model than what we've seen traditionally. Most operating systems today are tied to a chipset. In other words, Windows is x86-based, Macintosh is PowerPC. Our new operating system is independent of the processor. So when a developer writes to the new Amiga software, it will automatically run currently on 14 different processors. And it will also run not only on our own operating system in a native format, but in a self-hosted environment, it will run on Windows, on Linux, on Windows CE, on OS 9, and other products. In fact, right now, the exact same OS runs the Motorola P1088 Java smartphone.
Dick, everybody, of course, knows you as a wonderful performer, comedian. Are you really a digital guy? Do you follow this tech talk?
I cannot follow the tech talk. I'm a graphics artist, Steve. And I started out with the Amiga, and it was the only game in town for graphics back then, and still, as far as I'm concerned, the only one. But I'm not a technician, so I need a forgiving computer that will cut me a little slack, and the Amiga does that.
A graphics artist, are you designing stuff for TV, for films, or for print, or what?
Well, I do animations, composites, I do special effects. I've done a little work for my own television series. I'm really an amateur, but getting better.
We need you to send us some files. We'll put them on the air and take a look at them.
Oh, I'd be tickled to death, too.
Bill, it sounded to me, going back to the technical stuff for a minute, as if there were some similarities to what that new company Transmeta is saying about emulating stuff in software and being able to run on any kind of operating system.
Oh, in many ways, we can run on the Transmeta chip itself. What we've done is we're taking what made the Amiga so great in its multimedia capabilities, its library classes, everything that Dick enjoys with the Amiga, and we're extrapolating that from the chipset so that you no longer have to be bothered about, you know, having the latest, the greatest, the chip, because the operating system takes care of all that for the individual. Folks at Java 1 saw the operating system running on a Sega Dreamcast, on an LSI Logic set-top box, on a x86 machine running Linux, on a Windows machine, and from ARM Computing, their new Prospector notebook computer. And the code was all identical across all machines.
Dick, I saw in a research note that you leave your, I'm sure, ravishing house there in Malibu and drive into L.A. for Amiga club meetings. What are those like?
Well, we have people who, as a matter of fact, people who've been with Amiga, some people who've been with the, Tim Jennison's New Tech, the Toaster, which so many of us still use for our graphics, and trade ideas and show each other our work. It's just kind of as a social event.
Is it a little weird, though? I mean, like a Star Trek convention?
No, we're not quite that nerdy, but we're bad enough, Steve.
Bad enough. Okay. Well, thanks very much to both of you for joining us tonight on Digital Jam. The Amiga is a cult thing that just won't go away. Well, there are, by the way, something like 7 million. How many of them do you have in inventory?
Well, there's an install base of 7 million, and then we still have the A1200 model that people can still go out and buy today. We've got about 17,000 of those in inventory now.
Okay. Well, Bill, Dick, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Steve.
More on Digital Jam after a break. This is CNN FM.
Hey, not too bad, huh? Now, the only problem with doing something like that is I didn't get to see any of it for quite some time. And actually, here at the show, Bob Sharp and his wife Diana were kind of, they actually have some pictures taken of them watching the video. And they got me in them. I think they purposely got me in the most bizarre poses. There's one with my head going, hey, you know. But anyway, actually that was the ZDTV one, sorry. With that being said, it was fascinating to me because right after the CNN interview took place, we had a lot of other folks starting to come to the table. Very large corporations. In fact, if we could publicly give out the people who bought the SDK, it'd be like a who's who in the consumer electronics world, in the even the current PC world. The SDKs are being purchased by folks in every facet of business. And it's really a lot of fun because we almost want to call them up and go, quick, what are you doing? You know, it's like, oh, no, we can't do that. It's private information. Look, who bought it? But you know, we would never do that. But it still comes back to the idea that what we are doing is we are we're bringing over portions of the OS, we're bringing libraries and classes. Boopsy's been ported now; it's native. All these things are occurring and being written in as VP code. VP being virtual processor code. It is native now to our new OS. And as we roll the SDK out and continue the enhancements, all those new features will come into play. Literally, the next day after CNN, we got a call from our friends at Ziff Davis. And Ziff Davis is very interesting because they're actually now owned by, who can tell me, who owns ZDTV? No, not Microsoft. Paul Allen. Now, Paul owns ZDTV now. And we did screensavers with them, which was a lot of fun. And we did, on their afternoon newscast, they did another one. And they've allowed us also, again, which will pay huge sums of money, they actually expressed the tapes over here for us. So we have those here. I don't know if you guys want to watch those or not. But I will let you know I did correct the hairstyle on this one. Oh, okay. The first one. Now, something that's fun about ZDTV is that they happen to be in the Sega building. I'll leave it at that. This is the first cut. This is actually on their newscast. We'll see if we got feed there, feed there and stuff. Sorry, Todd. They're not running the window. Oh, never mind. You don't know that. There's no CD in the box. Oh, there's a fine video.
Big Four by Deutsche Börse and the London Stock Exchange. Both groups will seek shareholders' approval for the merger in September and aim for listing.
It'll look better in my hotel room.
The deal would lead to the two teams developing a closer operational connection. No details of the possible deal have been released. And for more market news, let's get you into Linda Spasso in the newsroom. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Danielle. DrGoop.com is having another bout of the financial free today. Shares fell about 20%. If you have about $100, you could now own almost 80 shares of the online healthcare company. That's because shares are trading near $1.25 now. Doctors have warned that it's greater than between $2.5 and $3 million, with the net loss as high as...
Sorry about that part. Yeah, big deal. Everybody's IPO sucks. All right, come on. Oh, there we go.
T94. This is the last piece of hardware they released. This, I've got it right here. See this thing? This is it. There's a computer and keyboard in here, but that was it. Well, they're back. And they're back not so much as a hardware company, but an operating system company. The idea being that the operating system will work across a lot of different machines, everything from a cell phone to a PC to a web pad to even your toaster, maybe. Now, let me show you.
A little bit about
I have some of the demos running over here. This is a Linux machine, and I have it running over here. It just shows the power of the graphics. The Amiga operating system is always known for its graphics power. In fact, a lot of people still use it for making movies. 14 of them were used to make Jurassic Park.
Oh,
I think
really?
Some number. And you see what I've got running right here. Some balls bouncing in the background of that demo. A lot of reflections and other things going on here. I'm going to pull it right here. You can see this. Another ball running here. Let's grab this and run a little bit. Now, all these demos are running simultaneously. A lot of Java demos. This is a Sun Java demo that I'm pulling up here. This is a molecular model. You can see that. Got another molecular model running down here, if I can pull it and make it bigger. If you go to different conferences and look at Java, some like to show these things off. So I've got those running. I've also got a game running over here. And one of the things that the Amiga operating system is really good at is games, because of the graphics. There are a lot of games available, including this one. There'll be more out down the road. But in addition to all this, they're also planning on running the Amiga operating system set up on GitHub. So it's not running just on Windows and Linux. It's running native. And that's why this is actually the first time it's ever been seen. This is an ARM machine, ARM. It's running an ARM processor. It's an industrial design. It's nice and metal. It's designed to go into police cars and things like that. It also, as you can see here, is running a Linux operating system. Linux, running the Amiga operating system. Running all the Amiga stuff in here native. Now, this is an interesting device. All of their stuff, if you're interested in all this stuff, is all going to work on a lot of different devices. But right now, all you can buy is the SDK. You can start building applications. So that's what's available on Amazon now.
Let me ask you this. And how is this different from other operating systems like Linux, like Windows?
Well, the idea here is that it's very small. It's only about 3 megs in size, whereas Windows is about 650 megs in size. So it'll run easily. It'll be ported easily, apparently, so they say. And you'll be able to run one application across all these devices and share data and other information.
All right, great. Didn't matter that. We appreciate it.
Now, one more thing. There will be more information on Amiga, on screensavers later. Bill McEwen is the CEO, will be there with even more devices than I have here, talking about the future of Amiga. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Looking forward to that as well.
Screensavers
tonight, yeah.
Sure.
Thank you.
Coming up, a single bit.
Okay. Now, Jim, I should share with you, the way we got that is Jim and I went out and had triple espressos together right before that. I also will tell you, you guys cannot put this on camera. Right before this, Jim and I go way back many years, and we were in his office, and he also does the Fresh Gear Show, which is all the cool toys. And we started playing with this brand new machine from somebody else, and we broke it. And we're like trying to put it together. They're like, quick, get the letter opener, you know. But anyway, and what the other thing you didn't see, and people filming, you can't tell. The whole time, the gal kicking him under the table, like, shut up. And they kept going, wrap it up. And he goes, wait, Satan. So here's the screensavers bit. We hope.
The screensavers.com, it's not just for breakfast anymore. Check out the answers and tips page. This week, it's Be Connected, Get Connected Week. Have you been thinking to yourself, gosh, I just wish I knew how to get connected? Well, now you can. Find out what you need to get connected on the answers and tips page. It's all at the screensavers.com. Now, let's get back to Patrick, who has something I know all you Amiga fans have been waiting for with bated breath. Patrick!
Oh, Leo, it's hard to believe it. It's been 15 years since the first Amiga burst onto the scene. Sure, some of you probably own this classic. We got the A1200 here about 6 years ago. This was the last of the Amigas to come off the construction line. What do you call that? The building line? Yeah. Now, over time, the computer company, best known for its multimedia capabilities, has slowly slipped into obscurity. Well, the last couple of years, Amiga's decided to come back with a vengeance. The rumors are over. They've shed the hardware. They've got a new business model for the future. Here to tell us all about it is Bill McEwen, President and CEO of Amiga. Welcome to the screensavers, Bill.
Thanks, Doctor.
So, we got lots of new toys here.
We do.
How did you end up, you acquired Amiga from Gateway?
From Gateway, right. I actually worked for Gateway for 2 years in the Amiga division. And there was a change, and there was an opportunity, so I offered to buy it, and we did.
Okay, so there's a new vision of Amiga here. So what's Amiga going to be in the future?
Amiga is a multimedia operating system that is focused solely on being the best in the market,
okay,
whether it be hosted or self-hosted.
Okay.
So we either run directly on hardware ourselves, multiple different chipsets, or we can run within other operating environments.
So you've got small, it's compact, it's platform independent.
Correct.
So actually, we got something pretty cool. Is this the Motorola phone?
This is the Motorola Java smartphone.
Okay.
And what we did in order to save time and find a good partner, we got ourselves together with a company called the Tau Group out of Reading, England. And what we're doing is we're basing the new Amiga upon their operating system.
Very cool. So this is the Tau running on the Motorola?
Correct. This is actually the Tau OS operating the Motorola phone. And not only is it operating on it, it is the operating system.
So if we take a look at this, we actually have a game running on here.
Correct. This is all Java applications. This is a Java game written running on a 3-net phone.
Wow. So this is incredibly tight. How much memory does this take up?
This phone here has less than 4 megs on the phone itself.
So right now we're actually playing a driving game. Was this actually originally written for the, pardon me while I crash, the Amiga?
No, this actually was written originally by Dow for Motorola.
Uh-huh.
What we've done now is we've added a layer to the Dow OS called the Amiga Foundation layer. And with that, people can now build new multimedia games, more fun games, more efficient games, specifically for the phone or for different operating systems and environments.
Very cool. Well, how many platforms at this point?
Well, currently we run on this one here. This is the Motorola M-Core chip. We operate on Palace PC, X86, RISC, Strong ARM, NEC 850, MIPS, several other chips.
Okay.
Then in a hosted environment, we run on Windows, on Linux, on OS 9, very soon on Palm, Epoch, iTron, and others.
Now, we were talking before, you said there's actually something like 60,000 existing Amiga applications.
Correct. Currently there are 60,000 applications written for like the A1200, which we had. And all those applications will run on the new OS.
Okay, so actually you'll be able to do that with minimal porting or no porting at all?
Those will be no port because we actually already have called the Amiga emulation layer. And we use that within Linux. It also runs on Windows. We're bringing that now as a port to the new OS.
Okay, well, I'm going to risk a little flaming here. But basically, you know, something like this phone now is actually going to have as much power as the A1200 did.
Yes, exactly. In fact, what you can run on there, you can run on here.
Okay, very cool. Now, what we have here is the Prospector.
Right.
So this is basically an ARM demo of like a browsing machine or an internet appliance.
So this is actually an industrial strength machine. There are no moving parts to it. And this is a native port. We're the only operating system on this machine.
Okay.
This is running a strong ARM P100 processor. And what we're showing is here we're running native,
mm-hmm,
and here we're running in a hosted environment on Linux.
Okay.
But the binary is the same.
Wow, so basically one set of code, it's going anywhere.
Correct.
So in this case, you run it on the operating system. Can we actually show the SDK for a second?
This is all the sample code within the SDK. We've got some 2D filters here. We've got a little free ball device here. This is just a little 2D animation so people can learn how to write. The new OS, again, being a virtual processor, everything you're writing to is a 32-bit RISC chip.
Okay.
So what's happening is, as you code here, Linux is required. So most of the people writing now are Linux developers.
So that's the software development kit.
Correct.
That's $100 and it's running straight on Linux.
Absolutely.
Okay. And actually, so you said basically all these are examples of applets that are available in the SDK?
Correct. And we currently have 14 applications that have already been ported now to the new OS.
From Linux to Amiga?
Linux to Amiga, and we've got 121 committed from Amiga to come to the new machine. Mostly new games, Sin, Heretic 2, Soldier of the Fortune, etc. have all been ported.
Wow, so this is a pretty serious movement. Now tell me about the Amiga Foundation layer.
Amiga Foundation layer, what we have here, first you have hardware.
Uh-huh.
Then we have the DAO OS, which operates the abstraction above the hardware. Then from there, the Amiga Foundation layer, that's where we're bringing over the existing code, we're porting it to a native, a lot of our library classes, and the DOS classes, etc. We're taking basically the core and the heart of Amiga OS and putting it into a virtual processor environment.
Very nice. Now, we've seen the Motorola as a demo. When can we start expecting products using this to start showing up in the field, in the market? But when can I buy a toy?
Well, the first new Amiga that we're aware of would be coming out around Christmas time, actually, from us, called the Amiga One.
So this is a major treat for, like, everybody who has a 1200 and has been dying for
a 1200, a 500, a Telstra Flyer, all those folks, and they're pleased to know we've got a new Amiga coming out the door for them.
Very nice. That'll be in December.
Right.
About how much do you expect that to be?
It'll be under $800.
Under $800.
Right.
So Amiga apparently will rejoice. Now, this is not another proprietary hardware.
No. In fact, that was one of the things that hurt the Amiga was the fact it was proprietary. Now we're using off-the-shelf components to make these new machines.
Very, very cool. All right. Well, thanks, Bill. It's Bill McEwen, President and CEO of Amiga. Thanks for joining us, Bill. To find out more about Amiga, be sure to check out their website at www.amiga.com. And if you're looking for more information on how the Amiga Foundation layer and the software developers kit, don't forget to visit the Amiga the screensavers.com website, where we've got a pretty good article put up for that. Thanks, Bill.
Hey. Now, the fun thing about doing all that is the number of people we get to meet because of it. Since doing that, we've been contacted by numerous major companies that have become very interested in what they saw. And we've had now contacts at real high, other levels we could not get to. How many people know John Dvorak? Right? Okay. John's show is being taped right before, his show is being taped before we went live with that show, and I was sitting in the lobby, and I haven't seen John in 4 years, so I'm sitting there waiting, and John goes flying past me because he's late for his own show. And I go, hi, John. He goes, hi, Bill. Well, he sat and watched, and he had not heard that we had purchased Amiga. What we got, when I got back to Seattle the next day, is I got a note from John saying that he liked what he saw, and I've now been invited to be a regular on his show, Silicon Spin. I think it's secretly just because he likes the leather jacket. But so what's going to be nice now is we are getting some. So we'll be there with the other folks, basically doing Politically Incorrect for Geeks. But it's nice to get that kind of third-party endorsement. The other thing that was very nice is John wrote me an email and said, he was very excited about what he saw, and he wants to do all he can to help us. And that's the kind of response we're getting out there. And it really is due to folks like you. I mean, you folks have kept it alive. You've kept it going. And if it weren't for you, there would have been nothing for us to buy. And that's the reality of it. And once again, I truly do thank each and every one of you. One of the things that happened is, as you know, we came out with our SDK, and we do try to listen to all of you. Well, not all of you, but at least a few of you. And, by the way, just for fun, I do have the phone. So those of you guys who want to play with the phone, yeah, except I'm a better driver than he is, but it's all right here. And if we had GSM out here, this is a working cell phone. Out here at CDMA, TDMA is the primary. But this is a working device, and those of you who want to see it, you know, come up, and for a dollar, you know, you can touch it. Absolutely. Packaging was an issue. People came to us and said, you know, packaging is kind of dark, and it's kind of old-looking. You did say that, as a matter of fact. Ryan said,
this sucks. This really sucks.
I think were the actual words. We also have had reviews out there about it, some positive, some negative, which is good stuff. I mean, we brought the SDK out a little earlier than most because writing for VP is different. There's an education curve that comes with it. The other thing that came out is the little bit about royalties, and I want to explain that. It was a mistake because that's not where the royalty area was supposed to go. We are going to charge royalties. Let me explain where, how, and why. With any company like those other guys in Redmond, Microsoft or Mac or anybody else, if you want to become a certified product for them and have their logo on your package, there is a fee for that. Microsoft current minimum is $10,000. Then after you pay that fee, Microsoft sends you 8 million people pounding you and saying, if you want to really make some noise, you got to join our co-op marketing program. Well, there goes another 250,000. Okay? Then you want to get into retail. Well, if any of those guys have tried it, you've got to buy end caps, cross promotions. Okay, the theory is now you've got $1 million before you've even gotten your box on the shelf to make noise for your product. So what we did is we said, well, you know, that's kind of dumb. It's very expensive, and it really hurts people from being able to do it. So what we've done is we've created marketing programs whereby we ask for $1.50 per unit that is sold, not that you ship, there's a big difference, or 5%. No money up front, it goes through a full certification program, you can use the logo, and to be part of our co-op advertising, if we advertise in publications and magazines, your products are part of that, and as we buy end caps, store space, etc., your products are included in that. That's what the program's about. It is voluntary. You do not need to go through this to make Amiga products. You can make Amiga products just by buying the SDK and doing it, okay? So there's nothing that's saying you have to pay. What we're saying is if you want to participate in these other programs, instead of gouging your eyes out the moment you come out with a package, we're saying, look, participate with us. We'll take a little tiny bit. That's the program. Does that make sense to folks? You understand the process and what we're doing? It's very expensive to do proper marketing, and we know that it is stupid to look at you and say, thank you for writing for Amiga. Let me have your checkbook. Right? The idea is to help support you. So what we're doing is we've set these co-marketing programs up on a royalty basis, so it's pennies off of what you sold. Remember that part. It's not like the way the Sony licensing works, which is $250,000 up front just to stamp the CD, and then it's 38% of what you manufacture, not your sell-through. Okay? That is why the PlayStation made up 38% of all Sony revenue last year. Yeah. Ohio Kazimus. With that, we have a new package design for the new SDK. The idea that we are constructing a new Boing Bong. If I could have Derek Lyle and Bill Basari come up for a minute, please. And now you guys are going, oh, no, why did I say yes? If each of you guys could go, if I could have one guy at this table, one guy at this table for a minute. The new logo design, this is the new graphic to be part of the package. We actually paid money for this. There's a lot of other aspects to the design. One on that table, one on that table. If you guys reach under to the left side, there's a box underneath each table. Yes, indeed. We have your other left, Bill. Okay. For those of you here at the dinner, we want to say thank you for coming, and we have created Amy West T-shirts for the show. And if I can have one for a minute, take one from Derek here. I apologize for one part, and I apologize up front to John, because there was a mistranslation in the front part of the design. This will make us even more of a collector's item. You know, Amy West 2000, and on the back it says, Happy Birthday Amiga, with the new SDK logo. It took them 15 years to catch up, now they never will. So if you guys would love to come on up, get a t-shirt, there's one for everybody. Bob, you got one at the office, sit down. There are some at the tops, most of these are extra large, and there are some double X and triple X. Yes, indeed. Yeah, no, it's not, you're okay, the top part of the folded ones. Let's see. Those are the doubles. So here, just take the doubles out of the way. Hang on. Take this out of the way, and take this one out of the way. There you go. Those are all XLs. That's a double.
Order, people. Order.
Yeah. No, 3X is, if you guys want a double X or a triple X, come see me over here. I think those are triples. Hang on.
2X, triple.
Triples right here.
Triple?
And let's see. There it is, right there. Triple. 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 There you go. Triple. Hey, bud. There's one triple. Do you want a triple? There's everything's XL is the minimum. Hey, bud. You need a triple or just a regular one? Does he need a triple? Triple X, and these are the biggest they make. All right. Do you have one yet? Right there, bud. And this is just, again, our way to say thank you, guys, for coming. Double, right here. That's an X. It's not the right logo for Amy West. Welcome. No. No. 2X? Another triple. Did everybody get their shirts? Do any of you guys have children upstairs in your hotel room you've locked in there? No? Do any of you locked your spouses in the hotel room?
Yeah.
This is a triple. Oh, it's just extra large, extra, extra large, then extra, extra, extra large.
That's true. Really
big? Just. Did everyone get a shirt? Okay. Might be out of triples. Yeah. Plasma core. Okay. Everyone get one? All right. It's once again, it's our way of saying thank you. I was warned that this could become a very expensive tradition. I will also let you know that we are going to start in the next month a new section of our website that will have items like these that user groups can buy, all at cost. We're not making any money on this stuff, but to help promote. And so we've got a deal with a company that is actually going to manufacture at cost for us, and we're just going to pass on the same price to you folks. We're also going to be working, hopefully, with some of the vendors out there that make this type of merchandise. We will also be selling it off our site, okay, to help them out. Okay, there's some great t-shirts out there, great designs. You know, we actually have an e-commerce whole thing happening here.
Hello.
Trust your feelings, Luke. So with that, again, just thanks to everybody. If anybody did not get a T-shirt, let us know. Okay, we'll try to rectify that. Why do I not believe you? You got it. You get that taken care of. In fact, we have some. Still here in the box. With that, I want to talk real quickly about the D-Amiga. Oh, it's supposed to be kind of D. Well, people are kind of D-Amiga. Or for the Italians, the D-Amiga. Yeah, it's both D-Boys. The Amiga developer machine is something that we're working with vendors within each country to have a select group of people that have met criteria to build those machines to our specifications. When somebody buys a branded Amiga developer machine, there are certain features that they're going to get that those who buy machines that do not meet our minimum requirements don't get. There is special support for those people who buy the Amiga device machine. You will receive personalized support and be given a personal contact within the support group, as opposed to just having to go through the forums and going through the public support area. You will also receive a free ticket to our first DevCon. You will also be receiving some proactive communication from us anytime there's enhancements to the product. We don't call those bug fixes. Those are enhancements. Other changes to the code. We've worked with a group of folks out there that have met certain criteria, and they spent the time to make sure that it does meet those requirements. So know that when you buy, if you just go off and buy another box, throw the SDK on there, that is different than purchasing a developer Amiga box. So be aware of that when you're out there. These folks have built some good machines that certainly are cost competitive to anything else out there. And if you are going out to buy a machine specifically to develop for Amiga, this is the way to go. Okay? So I just want to make that clear in what's happening in that vein. Hang on, I'm going to do something here. I'm cheating. Let's see where I'm at in this presentation. This is really getting boring. I'm not going to do this. This presentation. Let's do something different. Hope you guys don't mind. You're all going, what is this doing? Uh-oh, what was that button? Okay. You know what? I don't know what I'm doing. I've reached the point that instead of rattling on and on about this stuff, I'm going to do a high-tech switcheroo here. That works. Okay. Unplug that cable. Plug this one in. Let's talk a little bit. Just jump right to it here. For those of you that haven't had the chance to see what's going on, this is the ARM Prospector. This is a native port of the new OS. This is solid state. There are no moving parts in this device. This has runs a P100. What? You can't see it back there? Oh, no. I am wounded. Anyway, this actually, in production, this is a... Wow, this is getting too weird for me. Try here. This actually is a touch screen when it's in production. This is not in production now. I fondly refer to this as the DeLorean of machines, which means it's actually a Volvo in the stainless steel body. But anyway, you are able to come up, play with this, look at it. Okay, this is here for you. One thing not to take home. This currently is $5,000 a box. That's why I just borrow it. What's one thing that's interesting about this? This runs a 9-volt battery system, and this actually is a McTinker design. For those of you guys that don't know, at ARM, and it's been a lot of fun working with them. But this is something you can come up and look at, play with. The only thing that's really strange is I'm not too crazy about the mouse they have on this. But you can go over here and run all the same stuff. The same thing you're going to see on the other devices are here. This one weighs about 4 pounds. The problem is three of those are in the DeLorean body here. And they're making some changes now. They actually apparently have another company that's looking to manufacture these in mass. So we'll have to see what happens with that relationship. But that's here. I do have, you know, the Java phone. You guys want to come see that after the fact? I'm listening as I'm doing the back end. Try that. There we go. At the same time, we do something over here. Again, a very big hardware thing. And that works. Let's switch to there and there and see if technology helps me here. Okay. We've got, yeah, I know. Okay, here we go. The evil group here. What's interesting, what I'm going to show you is something that was done by an intern we have at our office. This was done in 15 hours by an individual named Kevin. I'm sorry about the screen resolution. They told me it would adjust automatically. Liars. I'll do my best I can here to show you this. This was an application that was written in 15 hours. He had never coded in assembler or C. This is something he's done from scratch, copying a Linux game. So if I do this right, let's just see. So this is the OS. I just love that new design. Can you tell? Okay. I'm going into the terminal. You guys would love it. It's a shell. I hope this is the right thing. Is that the right name? There we go, Amy Stone. You gotta watch it back there. This is a game you guys might have seen on Linux, where when you it's a puzzle, and as you move the mouse over, different. There we go, I got that one. And the whole idea is you want to try to get where there's only one ball left. And as you see, as we get the different groupings here, there we go. That's because I'm losing down there. Is that any better? No. Cool. All right. You guys can go up and look at this also. This will be available up on the website here in the next couple of days. But the idea is that this is a completely native VP game. And this is somebody who's never done that before. And I was really impressed. He was the first person who has actually slept in a cot at the office. So but Kevin did a great job. I know you guys can't see it, but I think I'm actually might win this one. So I'll let you know how I do here in a minute. I mean, it cheated. I know that's my screwed up one. But the fact is that there is coding going on. There are things happening now. Those of you who haven't joined the Open Amiga list, you're missing out on a lot of fun. There's a lot of stuff happening on that list. Now, oh, sure, it works over here on Linux, but over there. I need more game console. Over here, we're on Red Hat. And what's fun here? This is another type of build. But you notice what's happening here? Does it look fairly similar? Good, that works. Okay. That one small one's bigger. Here we go. The idea here is right now what you're looking at, there it is. I'll shut that down for a second. This is fun. I'm actually getting aerobic exercise while at the show. What you're looking at is very simply you've got a situation of binary compatibility between the two hosted OSs. Now right here it has this lovely little thing that says Linux Amiga Demo. Push on, you know, nothing happens. There's a reason for that. There's nothing there. So I have to do something real quick. I'm gonna, I'll come back on in a minute. The Amiga demo I'm going to show you is not on this machine. Okay? Here, heck of a password. There we go. All right. We'll see. Here we have a product you guys have probably seen before. This is actually a little thing called Tunnel. I'm going to put this in over here, the Windows books. I love consistency in user interfaces. And just because I'm such a technical whiz, they made it self-extracting for me. So here we have, oh man, you can't see it. That's a real bummer. So we have, there we go. It's a little application called Tunnel. This is actually a complete application going. And now we're going to take that application from the floppy, and we're going to run the exact same application over here. So that's going to the floppy. It's going to the floppy. There goes. You have complete binary portability between two completely different operating systems. Now, if the ARM had a floppy, I think a slight problem, it doesn't, I'd be able to take that exact same code and put it in the ARM. This is what we're looking for as a future. What we're looking for is an operating system whereby developers truly can write once, and it runs. It runs cross-platforms, across different devices. You look at right now, some of you guys might not remember, but July 2000 was the mandate that the government put out. We're all supposed to have new digital interactive set-top boxes. Remember that? The whole open cable thing? How many have one? There's a new spec that just came out from those guys, and they said, you know why we don't have them? Because they need DVD, they need hard drives, they need everything else. And it came down to, geez, what you're saying is what they want is actually a computer that sits on top of their TV.
Duh.
From that perspective, what we are doing as a company is working with CE companies, working with, oh, that was smart. Now it works. I knew that. I knew that. But right now, today, we have currently in the open Amiga list 24 applications that have now been written native. Most of these are tools, but they're there. They're available. We're going to have a lot more. We're working with every major gaming company out there. We're in discussions with each and every one of them. There's no commitments yet, but a lot of that is because we don't have certain components in the SDK ready yet. 3D's not there, sound's not there, those other components. As they get there and as they're put in, I mean, we've got brilliant work from the Hyperion folks with Mesa, their OpenGL. I mean, it is great stuff. We've got to do some things on our end with Alan to complete that project. But as those components are there, we're going to have some brilliant, brilliant content for the Amiga. You guys are our resource out there to make this stuff happen. We are creating new machines. We are coming out with new stuff. It's not ready yet, but it is coming. I'm not going to tell you a processor selection yet. Sorry. But until we have that baked and have motherboard manufacturers we can get and confirm with, we're not going to do that. That's been our biggest issue right now, is finding people who can manufacture these boards and getting the processors committed. And we have to have a minimum commitment of 100,000 processors to us before we can work with them. And that's been a little bit of a pain. We're not real liked at some companies. Not because of us, but there is a past of unpaid bills, shall we say, at certain processor companies. Gee, I wonder which one. I mean, which they could be. But the fact of the matter is we are working as quickly as we can to develop for you something that you'll be proud of. You know, 1990, Commodore did that video. Most people have never seen that video. You guys haven't seen the video, but you figured it out long before Commodore made that. You're the reason we're doing it, and I want to thank you very much. But today's the first step in this long journey we have. We've got a lot more steps to go. But we're getting recognition from the folks out there. The TV folks have given us some very nice coverage. We've got some recognition coming from some large third-party companies. Half of you are going to sleep. I've talked too long. But most important thing is thanks each and every one of you. We are moving forward. We are going to do great things together. And I just want to say thank you for sticking here with us. Thank you. You guys want to stand up and stretch and ask some questions? I won't answer them, but you can ask them. Alan. Due to SEC regulations, I cannot answer that question. There is an IPO. I can tell you that much. I can't tell you when or how it's happening or the timing, but we are going to share. Yeah, we will be sharing. You folks need to get the opportunity to share. Okay? Hang on one second. Yes. We actually have, there is a VP port already. Well, it actually is a UAE port, but what we're doing is actually something beyond that. There is a port now on our site that is a VP port. It's actually a native UAE MVP. We're taking it beyond that level, and I can't go into details now, but it's actually, my phrase was incorrect. We actually is not emulation in the new OS. We're doing something a lot better than that. Okay. So the problem with UAE is a lot of applications that don't run. Okay. Yes. Everything that you love today will be in the new stuff. I mean, look at the hardware design folks that we're working with. I mean, there are certain criteria and certain things happening that maybe a lot of companies wouldn't do, but because of the history of the people we have in our team, the things you love and enjoy will be there. I mean, one of the main reasons with going, we in America would say Tao for the most part, but it's actually Tao, is the ability of instant on, instant off. I mean, while that's not a big thing to a lot of folks out there, it sure is to you all. Actually, yes. No. Okay, next. No, kidding. Go ahead. Well, to answer the, I mean, there's several, you asked several questions there. First of all, no large company has committed to us anything. They're looking at us. They're interested. All right? There's a lot of interesting opportunities that come out of that. A large company might not have a product that one of you guys have. Okay? There's an opportunity for a publishing arrangement. Okay? You might not have the resources to do it, but they do. They don't have a risk factor. There's a publishing opportunity there. For others, there's a situation where these companies might be looking for you guys to port their stuff. There's work to be done there. As Amiga companies go, you're our first target, you're our first priority. We want to make sure every one of you succeed. That's first and foremost in what we're doing. That's why we release the SDK to you folks first. And the next week, Red Hat begins reselling our SDK to their people. Okay? They've joined us now, and that'll be up in the next week. At the same token, IBM DeveloperWorks now starts their series on their site about Amiga and what we're doing. I have a series of reviews. New areas are putting up the whole thing so we can get other people to join with us. Each individual company that is out there, if you have concerns or whatever, contact us. Because each company is in a different situation. And one way or another, we'll do everything we can to help them. Over here, somebody has a question. Yes. Yeah, I know. Those of you understand, we have what we call the pie and psi layer, and that's what is the only thing that changes on each platform. Windows is the biggest one we have. It's 88K, but it does make a difference when that one's 16K. No, that was written by a third-party person that was put up on our open Amiga platform. Logo, no, not at all. That is actually the idea that the core doesn't change. It's just the outside that's getting adjusted. Okay? I take personal assault to calling me evil. Bob. Right. Next question. That's an argument you get to have with Fleecy. Yes, sir. My son is bigger than Fleecy. He's 5. He's not here. Let's talk about him. Anybody else? Yes. They already are looking at what we're doing. I can't answer that. Each one has their own decisions they have to make. Part of it right now is the SDK does not have the pieces they're looking for. So all they're doing right now is observing and watching. I mean, a lot of it has to do with what we do as Amiga. I had a very interesting conversation with somebody who started on the Amiga platform, left many years ago, actually from Las Vegas. In fact, his software right now has already won one Emmy and is up for 2 more. 3D stuff, brilliant. And we talked on the phone for 2 hours. He went out the next day and bought 10 copies of the SDK, so I guess it was a good conversation. But what was fascinating, and I shared this with some folks today, the one thing he mentioned, which is what hooked me in 98, thank you, John, when I came down here and visited with you folks, was that while he left the Amiga due to economic reasons and has been extremely successful where he's at, he has a lot of money, there's no one he can talk to. There's nobody there he can call. The Amiga is much more than a machine. It's about the community. It's about family. It's about the idea that each one of you are connected in some way together. You have all different interests. You have different skill sets. But yet, the idea, the dream of Amiga keeps you all together. There are some who've gone away. It's been a long time since something new has happened, concrete has happened. Our hope is that they'll come back. We believe we're going to build something that will get them excited again to be part of it from the beginning and come back now. But, excuse me. It is something very, very special here. I don't know if I could ever bottle it. If I would, I'd sell it and make a fortune. But it's so interesting to him that ability to sit down, talk to friends, talk to ideas, and just brainstorm about what it is, where it should go, what should happen, and the fact there's a company to listen. Doesn't mean we're going to implement everything, but there's some really good ideas that come from you guys. Then there's some others. But what's neat is that there is a two-way relationship between us and you. And there's not, I don't know of any other company, and as he shared with me, there is another place that happens. That's something we want to foster, something we want to keep going. And we're going to work with the music group community. We're going to work to try to keep that happening. We got time for one more? Mm-hmm. No, right? No, solid state. Yeah, that particular box is 32 megs. That's it. It's on that box. No, they're not available. Nope. That's theirs. That's actually ARM's machine, and they flashed that for us and made it available for us. And they've been really great to work with. Somebody pointing over here, Bob. Pardon? What's that? The phone is staying with me. Okay, Bob. Yes. Yes, very much so. In fact, one of the unique things that is about the new Amiga, I can't publicly say their name, but they own the Grand Ole Opry and a whole bunch of other stuff. This huge multi-billion-dollar entertainment company. They've gone very heavily into an interactive music site and some other good things like that. And what they're going to begin doing is they personally have selected Java as their platform to do a whole bunch of interactive gaming, etc. Well, they've selected our product because their coders can write the user interface, if you will, pardon me, the user application that you and I will use in Java. And then a user can go to their site and decide, well, gosh, I'm using XYZ, I'm using Windows, I'm using Linux, I'm using whatever. They download ROS once, and the Java app is the only thing they have to worry about. So suddenly the exact same application is running across all different devices. Here's a question for you. I told Randy I'd ask this. You guys know about Palm OS. We've got a port going on to that. You know about Epoch. Who uses Epoch? Who uses Epoch? Yeah, well, I know you do, but what company? Scion. Okay, here's the next one. Who uses Itron? Anybody? Itron? Sharp Zoris. The Zoris uses Itron. How about VXWorks? What do you find VXWorks in? What was that? Wind River? Air Products? VXWorks? Number one OS in the world. Vertical devices, all over the place, appliances, microwaves, everything you can imagine that has a little tiny OS, it's probably Wind River's, probably VXWorks in there. How about Docomo? About Docomo? Right. Yeah. That's right. Number one selling phone system, NTT, etc. What a cool little box that suddenly came up there. Folks, we got a lot of stuff going on. I apologize to you that we haven't been able to get out to the user groups as much as we'd like to. But, I mean, there is literally so much going on. There's so many companies we're talking to. There's so many trips to Europe and Japan and Korea and everywhere else we're going to right now. There's a lot of unique things happening, and we want you guys all to participate with us and in it. If there's one more question, we'll take it. Yes. We're working with UGN to try to do something in October. Most of that month's already gone for us, but we're going to break up the team. Randy will go do a bunch. I'll do a bunch. We'll do it here and in Europe and in Asia. So we'll break it all up and head all over. But we want to get out there and start showing some of the new stuff. We should have some prototypes, at least to the point of being visual you can see by then. With that, everybody, thank you for sitting in the sauna and listening to go on and on and on. Thank you for sticking with us. We do have some exciting things coming forward. With that, have a great evening, and thanks again.